This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and so glad and honored to be with you guys today. And I tell you, I'm excited for the season. I really am, because it's finally summer. Summer's finally here. It's finally hit my state. I'm so glad for that. Anyone knows Jeremy Lopez knows that he does not like winter. Now, let me explain this to you. I love snow with a passion. I love the mountains, but I mean, I've got to bundle up. You know what I'm saying? I got to make sure I'm bundled up completely, because the moment I start feeling cold, I'm out of there, you know. But if you can give me snow and mountains and it still be hot outside, hey, that would be a great miracle for me. I would love that. But Jeremy loves summer because I love to hike. I love to just, I love nature. So I hope wherever you guys are in your neck of the woods, I hope all is doing great for you, and I hope you're enjoying your nice weather as well. Hopefully you're having nice weather. So, but I'm honored to be with you guys today, and I want to talk to you guys about something that, you know, as you know, when we deal with prophecy, we've heard the word prophecy. Many of you get prophetic words from me. I've been doing this since I was a kid. I've been, you know, called to the office of a prophet since I've known when I was probably 15 years old. So I've done this for decades and decades and decades, traveling around the world, prophesying to government officials and actors and actresses and just people, powerful people like yourself. And so this is just the norm for me. It's in my DNA. This is just what I do. And today I got something really interesting, because I'm going to sort of call this today the mystery of prophecy, or the secret of prophecy, because there is something that we don't really stop to understand about prophecy, all right? And so we're going to talk today about a couple of scriptures, and many of you know when we call this podcast Thoughts Become Things, because this all ties into faith, believing, trusting, prophetic words. It, you know, law of attraction pulls into everything, because law of attraction says like attracts like, and that's so biblical. You know, I've said it before, I'll say it again for those newcomers. You know, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So it is actually what you think your world and your life becomes. And it's not so much that when it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It's actually translated in the original language, so is his world. And so really, you and your world, your environment becomes, or it's conducive to, for lack of better words, what you think, what you know is real for you, what you believe you are. Right? The things you believe you are, the things you believe that, you know, you feel like is really your reality, that really does become your reality. And you attract those things. And so your thinking will make sure that your world is bowing down to your thoughts of what you believe is real for you. If you think everyone's mean, everyone mean is going to be attracted to you, right? If you think everybody is, you know, horrible people are going to be attracted to you. That's just how life is. That's when the Bible says, physician, heal thyself. You know, it's not about a hyper faith, because I'm not into hyper faith. What I'm into is understanding that when it says, physician, heal thyself, it means you can heal yourself. So God has given you that power to let you know that outside. Now, when I say this, hear me out when I say this, by his stripes we are healed. God heals us. But he's letting you know, even the DNA that I've given you, even let's say, for example, outside of me healing you, is still the mechanism that you can heal yourself, because I've given you that strength, that power. So those are the things we have to begin to understand, is that if I believe it and I sit on it and truly go the route of making sure that I can do this and this, then it does happen for me. And once again, let me clear the air here. I'm not into hyper faith. I don't think that, you know, you're sick because, you know, you have no faith. I don't believe in that. The Bible says, you know, that the strong bear forth the weak. And so through that reality, we have to understand that it takes two to tango. It's all of us joining together collectively to begin to see the manifestation of what it is in our lives we want, and individually as well. But it's also, you know, determined and or depends on what we believe our life is about, what we believe our life is looking like, or what it should look like. And so there's a power there of thought. that I really love. There's a power of thought. You know, when we hear the term thinking positive and everything else, all that is true because your body responds to positive thinking. Your body responds to how you think and how you carry out your life. Your body responds to that. If you talk to your body ugly and hateful and mean, your body will respond to that. You will develop some kind of toxicity, some kind of disease or sickness in your body because you weaken your body because your words hold power. And we don't want to do that. We want to speak life to our body, life to our family, life to our jobs. You know, I hate my job. Well, you know what? Then you're going to manifest more hate coming from that job. Until you learn to, like the scripture says, to find the strength, the power, the thankfulness in the small things, because God can't make you ruler and faithful over many things until you learn to be faithful and give gratitude and thanksgiving for the small things in your life. You know, one of the things, I'll just say this before I move on into this teaching, is when someone, for example, you know, is sick, let's say, for example, they have a cold or the flu, or whatever, and they find themselves saying, "Oh my God, it always happens to me." Well, it's not the fact that, you know, oh, you have no faith and you keep on saying it about yourself. What really is the grounding factor here that keeps on causing things to happen is really a lack of gratitude and thanksgiving. Because what happens is, you know, it says, be content in all things, you know, be joyful in all things. Laughter doeth good like communication. So when we talk about law of attraction, we're also talking about that, you know, when you have the flu or virus or sickness, whatever, is not to be thankful for the virus or the sickness or the flu, no. But be thankful for the health you already have. You know, the old saying is true, could be worse. You could have cancer. You could have this, right? You know, if you have cancer, you might say, well, okay, great, Jeremy. You know, so I've got the worst of the worst. No, you could have no, you could have no limbs. I mean, you know, you don't stop to think that life could be worse. And God, for like the words, grades us on our level of thanksgiving and gratitude and attitude, because gratitude and attitude go hand in hand. And so when we look at our lives and we say, you know what? I've got the flu, but I'm thankful I'm alive. I'm thankful that, you know, this too shall pass. I'm thankful, God, for the amazing life you've given me. I thank you, Lord, for the bed I'm able to lay in while I'm sick today. And guess what God does? Awesome. You're thankful for the small things. So I have no choice, because I honor my word above my name. I have no choice but to bless you with larger things. So that's law of attraction. Gratitude in your attitude and thanksgiving actually plays a gigantic role within what you attract in your life. So let's talk for a moment now about prophecy. So prophecy ties into all that. Prophecy ties into all that stuff with law of attraction. Because when God speaks the word of the Lord into your life, which we're going to get into the secret in a minute here, you know, the mystery of it, that when God speaks into your life, He's speaking from a realm that is unlimited. Your mind is limited. That's why we're called to cast down vain imagination. And so God is speaking from the unlimited, the unseen, into the seen realm of your life. And when He does that, He's saying, look, if you believe and if you can trust and you know, and know that what I'm saying to you is real for you, then all things are possible if you just believe. And so through that, if you believe that you have received it and you become that thing and you know you're one with that thing, then all things are possible for you. It's going to manifest for you because law of attraction will pull it into your world and make sure that your reality is going to happen, because it's not really your reality. It's not a new reality because there's nothing new under the sun. It's my reality in my kingdom that's already played out in the spirit realm, needing to manifest in your world today, in your natural world that is so limited. So the unlimitedness of God wants to squeeze itself into the limitedness of this world in our lives, to begin to expand it, expand the borders of our tent, of our imagination. Our world can't expand unless the imagination is expanded as well with inside of you, right? And so when we look at prophecy, let's look at it from the angle of realizing, okay, why is this so important that I need to receive a prophetic word? Why? Because it feeds into your law of attraction. Think about it, what you think. It feeds into what you attract into your world. It feeds into your life becoming better. It feeds into your life as far as expanding, profiting, we'll say making more money, we'll say living healthier, being happier, being joyful, having a better job that you like, having a beautiful, wonderful family, having joy, having grace, having peace, having mercy. Prophecy, you know, really ignites, but yet opens up the door to manifest all these amazing things, soulishly, bodily, spiritually, because it's coming from the realm of the heavens, where God is saying, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." So it's manifesting how God sees your life in a way of having the fullness of Him, the manifestation of the abundance in the soul of your emotions, having the abundance in the natural, to where you know that you're the head and not the tail, you're above and not beneath, to where you're not starving, you're not, you know, suffering. Why? Because God says, you'll never see the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread, because I will see to it that my word will go before them, that my word will begin to present them to them. And that word is like a sword that cuts asunder between soul and spirit, which means as long as my word is dividing and they're allowing my word, prophetic word, to begin to divide their emotions and their soul that's limited from the conditioning that they've been in their life, then their life will be okay. Their life will work. They'll be champions. They'll be overcomers. They'll be more than conquerors. Because you see what I'm saying? So that's what God is saying. That's why it tells us to cast down vain imagination. Because your conditioning in your life of how you were raised is speaking out of that vain imagination a lot of times. If your conditioning, for lack of better words, of how you were raised was a bad way. And you've got to cast that down constantly to begin to open up the realm of the unlimitedness of God, to attract the things of God's kingdom that God already sees us having, being, moving into, right? And so if we're moving in Him, that means we live, we move, and have our being. So if we're not really experiencing a beingness of our identity, a movement, right? You know, in Him what we live, if we're not truly living life, and we're just existing, or we're just sort of surviving, then you know what? Then you're not attracting. You're not manifesting, because you're not thinking the way God wants you to think. You're not moving in the mind of Christ to manifest His mind in you of how He sees your world being and how He sees your life being. And once you gravitate towards that thought, and you cast down everything else, then guess what? You begin to be conditioned to a new environment, to a new world. Because old things pass away, right? Behold, all things are made new. And then therefore you become the new creation. New creation doesn't mean, oh, just because I accepted Jesus Christ. It means I'm a new creation every day because I'm choosing to be conditioned by the unlimitedness of God. I'm choosing to be conditioned by the fullness of God. I'm choosing to be conditioned by the mind of God, by the emotions of God, the healthy emotions. And what are the healthy emotions of God? High vibrations that attract more things into our life that are positive. So all of this works together. You know, when the Bible says everything works together for our good, He means it. Everything. From a scientific point of view, medical point of view, we'll say metaphysical point of view, we'll say a biblical point of view, a spiritual point of view, a natural point of view. I mean, you know, God uses all of that, the seen, the unseen. God uses every bit of that for our good, because it all is connected. There's a connectedness in this universe, folks. When we think, oh, everything's disconnected, nothing, you know, that is so untrue. That is so unbiblical. Because all things were made by Him and for Him, and there was not anything made that was made. God made everything, and everything. And this is one thing Christians have a problem with. Everything. The word everything means everything. Everything was made for God and by God. Everything. So stop your separation, folks. Stop your division. Get into the oneness of God, and when you do, you realize that all things work together. So why am I frantic? Why am I complaining? Why am I fretting? Why am I complaining? You know, oh my God. You know, no, why? Because all things are working together for my good. So if all things are made by God and for God, then what's my problem? Why am I stressing out? So when God speaks a prophetic word to me, He's letting you know that all things are one anyway. So because they are one, guess what? Everything's going to be connected to work together for your good. So don't complain. Don't get upset, because rest in God in His peace to know that my peace will give you what is needed in your life to keep you whole, not fragmented, but to keep you in that oneness state. Let me say this to you guys. I know I'm giving you a lot today. Fragmentation cannot truly exist. It only exists in the mind. I want you to think about that. Fragmentation only exists in the mind because of the fact God already called those things that be not as though they were. God has already seen you as whole and as one. And if you're whole and one, then the only way fragmentation can exist is by your creativeness in your imagination that you should be able to cast down. Oh, my world is a wreck. My world is going crazy. Well, God doesn't see it that way. God doesn't look down and say, man, you're scattered everywhere. God love you. Me love you. No, he looks and says, if you could just see through my eyes, you would realize that the reason why you're way over here, and the reason why you're way over here, and the reason why this job didn't work out, and this person left you, and this over here happens, because it's all working out, connected. It's all connected. Your situations and the people in your life, they don't know they're already connected to everything. They don't know. So you know your job, let's say for example your job fires you today, you know, or lays you off because I'm sorry, we'd have to lay you off. And all of a sudden next week your dog passes away. And the week after you get a new job. And then the week after, you know, maybe your mother passes away. The week after, you know, you lose 10 pounds. Guess what? What does 10 pounds have to do with you losing your job 4 weeks before? It is connected. Every bit of it is connected because it's all working out for your good, making you. Do you hear that? Making you. Let me say this again, because it's making a better version of you to come to the surface, because you've been drowning in the water so long of the conditioning of other people imparting to you that you need to come to take a deep breath at the top of the surface, right? To realize it's all working out. So prophecy just helps align and awaken you to that realization, to the realization that, you know what, it's all connected, so it's all working out for your good, because everything is made by God and for God. So quit fretting, quit getting upset. You might can try to connect the dots. It's not your business to connect the dots. All this stuff is going crazy in my life, and now this over here. Isn't that crazy how we say, and this over here is going crazy, and then this over here is doing this, and then this over there is doing this? Because we as humans, we don't think in a oneness state of consciousness. We think in a state of over there, over here, down here, up there. When God's like, okay, up here, over here, down here, it's all connected. So it's all connected to try to squeeze things out of you that need to be squeezed out. To put things in you that need to be put in you. To pull things together that need to be pulled together in your life. To get you to a place of better integrity. To get you to a place of better joy. To get you to a place of better contentment. To get you to a better place of grace. To get you a better place at peace. So all these things over there and over here, they're all connected to say, hey, I'm doing my part. Are you doing your part? Yep, way over here, I'm doing my part too. You know, so that's what we have to begin to do. And so what does prophecy do? Prophecy alerts us and awakens us to that reality that, you know what? Hey, here's the thing. I got this plan for you. I got this going over here happening for you. I got this going on in your life. Why? Because it's all connected. And so prophecy is here just to awaken you to the reality that all things are working out for your good because all things are connected. And so when prophecy comes aboard and we say, oh, that was great confirmation. That was good confirmation. You're missing the point. A lot of people want to hear new things, new things, new things. I want to hear something new. I want to hear something new. You will hear something new in a prophetic word. Absolutely. The problem with that is a lot of times God does not speak new things to certain people, because 9 times out of 10, the newness in the midst of all the confirmation and prophecy, guess what causes somebody to say, oh, that confirms. Oh, that's, no, that's not me. No. Oh, he missed it. She missed it. That's not me. And God's thinking to himself, you know, probably, oh my gosh, what is wrong with you? I confirm all these things for you. I introduce something new to you, and you automatically cast it down as if it's something bad or evil, demonic. You cast it down. Why? Because you can't see yourself doing that. And so guess what you did? You just put yourself down. You just sabotage the word of the Lord when God is saying, I am trying to get you to go to the other side. I'm trying to get you something new in your life, but you won't let me. And I have to keep on confirming like a child to you, because you're not grasping that when something new comes to you, it is of me. Because you're asking for new things, but when I give you new things, you don't receive them because you can't see yourself doing it. I don't care. This is what God would say to you. I don't care if you don't see yourself doing it. That's not here nor there. What I care about is you trust in me, have faith in me, because sight is not what we look at. That's why the Bible says we don't go by what we see or feel. I can't see myself doing that. Well, good for you. Good for you. God never wanted you to see yourself doing it. That was not the point. Once you believe by faith, and once you get into Him, and you get into the understanding of attracting the new thing, then you say, according to your word, so it is, like Mary did. I'm going to do it. I'm going to see myself being it. I'm going to become it. All of a sudden, you can start convincing yourself. Then you can start visualizing and seeing yourself doing it. But your faith has to go before you. If your faith and your trust is not going before you, it's never going to happen. Ever. But the moment you let your sight go first to say, oh, I don't see myself doing that, you know, and then guess what? Faith will never come. Belief will never come. Ever. Because sight was never meant to go first before you. Trusting and faith was meant to go before your sight. And once that belief and faith is, according to your word, so it is, then your sight can go after that, and your sight's going to be like, hey, this is pretty cool. I don't understand it. Who cares? I'm going to see myself doing it. Because by faith, I'm going to do it because I've been asking for something new, right? And then what happens is then people call me in life coaching sessions and they complain because they're like, my life is not changing. I must be stuck. Well, what did God tell you in your prophetic word? Well, I got this wrong prophetic word from somebody saying I was going to do this. Okay, so you're stuck. Let me get this straight. So you're stuck. You've been stuck for a long time. God prophesied something new to you through all this confirmation, and yet you still cast it down and you're still complaining, wondering why your life is not moving forward. Okay, does that make sense to you? No. You know why? Because God's speaking something new to you and you're not wanting to listen because you're wanting the new to come to you of what you want the new to be. Well, guess what? New doesn't mean it's going to make you feel better at the moment. New doesn't mean, here, let me stroke you, let me pet you, let me give you something comfortable, God love you. No, new means I'm giving you something new, whether you like it or not, because I know it on the ending from the beginning, so I know what's best for you down the road. So, you believe, you trust, you know your God is doing something good, and knowing that prophecy is here to awaken you to that reality. So those are the mysteries and the secrets of prophecy, is to get you to awaken to that already has been, that's needing to happen, that is out of your comfort zone, that is also bringing you into alignment, that which is also bringing you confirmation, that which is also letting you know that I'm trying to get you to awaken the magnet in you to attract what you need, but you know, in the newness of the season, but it's not working because you're not allowing the awakening of prophecy to begin to set your feet upon a firm rock to head in that direction, right? So that's what we have to begin to understand. So remember that today. When I say I believe in prophecy, I believe in prophecy. I believe in the power of the prophetic word. I believe we all need prophecy. I get prophecy. I give it and I get it. I dish it out and I take it, right? And so that's the key thing. So many of you that are pondering on, let's say, wondering, you know, how to get a prophetic word monthly, well, that's what I offer. When the day comes when you sign up for a prophetic word, every single month on that day, I prophesy to you. I told a client this the other day, I tell people all the time, I do not think of you when I prophesy. I don't. I just say, hey, here's a name, I go for it. I shall prophesy unto you. Why? Because it's none of my business what God is saying to you. And God doesn't care what I know or don't know about that person. 9 times out of 10, I don't even know anything about this person. I just prophesy to him because it's between you and God. It's not my business, right? And so that's a key thing I want you to understand, is it's vitally important that you receive a monthly prophetic word so it can help navigate you through and awaken you to see your purpose, your alignment, your potential, awaken stuff in you that your conditioning growing up never allowed you to awaken to. Hello. A lot of your conditionings, folks, if you come from a home where your dad wasn't the best, your mom wasn't the best, or your family was divorced, or you never got accolades or praise or anything from your mom or your father, then you know what? That's pretty much every one of us. That means we all need a prophetic word from God every month. We're all in desperate need of that. Why? Because we all need to hear what God is saying, because we need to change our conditioning. Well, I thought I had changed my conditioning. Well, you might have, but the key thing is, guess what? We're all every day progressing, changing even our conditioning that's happened yesterday. We need to stay in the vein of something new. So Prophetic Word Monthly keeps you in the vein of the newness and the confirmations of what needs to still remain. So for those of you that are not on our monthly program, go right now to our website, identitynetwork.net. And when you do, I want you to sign up. It's going to be reoccurring prophetic word, monthly prophetic word. Go in there where it says need a prophetic word. Click on that. Choose the monthly prophetic word and sign up for it. And it's just a small donation every month that just goes to our support, our ministry, our missions fund. That's it. So, you know, and you're going to get a fresh word of the Lord every single month. and it's going to be exactly what God wants, not what you think it should be or what you're wanting to hear from God. When people write in questions, I cast it down because I'm like, stop writing in for questions. I'm not a psychic. All right, I don't do the psychic thing. In other words, I don't sit here and say, let's see in my crystal ball exactly who your partner's going to be, where they're going to be. Don't do that. Respect God enough to say, God, it's not about what I think is important to me. I want to begin to ask you, God, what you want for me. And if in whatever it is you want to say to me every month, if it's the same thing, if it's totally different things every month, no matter what it is, which and 9 times out of 10, it is something different every month, but it doesn't matter because you've got to allow God and respect God enough to say, tell me what you want me to know. Your ways are higher than my ways. Your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Okay, God's not a crystal ball. When people write in and say something like, I like this person and this is about my job and this is what's going on in my family, and God prophesies to them about, let's say, family things or their business, and all of a sudden they will literally, in fact, somebody write in before and say, he didn't mention anything about the guy I like. Well, you know what? You don't own God. God doesn't work for you. God can say what God wants to. All right? God is not a bubblegum machine, a ball machine that you put a coin in and or a slot machine. You don't demand God. Okay? God will speak to you on that subject when He wants to. So I tell you all the time, don't do that. Just get on the program and let's see what God's going to say to you monthly. That's what's important. Is what God wants to say to you. Because if not, you're going to be saying, why didn't you ever say this about this situation, God? As if God's going to look at you and say, oh, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me for not speaking and not demanding everything that you want that I give to you. I'm so sorry. That's what you're expecting God to do. He's not going to do it. God's going to be like, excuse me, I'm God. You're not. I say what I know what's best for you. And the reason why maybe I didn't comment on this person, maybe because that relationship's doing okay. Why comment on something that's already good? In other words, why fix something that's not broken, right? Or maybe he didn't comment because maybe he just doesn't, he looks at it and knowing it's going to pass. It's not going to happen. You know, it's going to pass quicker than it came. So you have to allow your faith to still remain, but you're going to give God the right for God to say what He wants to say and what He doesn't want to say. That's none of your business. What's important, and not being ugly, but what's important is that God says to you what God wants to you to know. That's why we submit to God and we decrease, that God can increase in us, not that we increase in us, that He increases in us. You run my life, God. You're the one that does it, God, right? So I want to encourage you today, sign up for a monthly prophetic word. You'll be glad you did. Trust me. So as I close today, and by the way, the website is identitynetwork.net. Just go there. At the top of the website, you'll see some buttons, and just click on where it says, need a prophetic word from the Lord. And when you click on it, it'll give you the option of a one-time word or give you the option of signing up just to receive one monthly. It's deducted every month out of your account, a small donation. That's it. And every month on that certain day that you signed up every month, let's say if it's the 12th every month, then expect a prophetic word coming to your email every month on the 12th. That's going to be personal. I'm going to say, hey, what's going on? How you doing today, Becky or Susan or Karen? You know, here's what God says to you today for this month. And that's what I do. And so you can look for that every month. So sign up today if you're not on it to receive the progressive word of the Lord for your life every month. All right. So as I close today, I love closing with this saying, and that is, if you don't like your day, I got great news for you. Change your thoughts and you'll change your life. God bless you.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.